I do want to thank you all for allowing me to serve as kind of a lead for your underwriting directors, your development directors. It's an honor. And I appreciate Eddie and Mrs. Baker being here today and showing their time and their understanding and their love for this radio stations that we have. And, you know, they don't have to be here, but I think that takes into account just how much they care. And we appreciate you all being here and appreciate David and some great opportunities. Yeah, we have to raise the money for it. Thanks. Daniel and Adam, Frankie and Brian, thank you all. Great presentations. And I think we kind of got through that apathy part and we're ready to move forward and we'll see how it goes. I've kind of worked with big, hairy, audacious goals before. And although they are supposed to be dreams so big that you'll never achieve them, once you define a big, hairy, audacious goal, chances are, at least in our experience at other radio stations, very easy to obtain. After you set your mind and your goals, sometimes it's because we don't set goals, is because we don't make big, hairy, audacious goals. So, big, hairy, audacious goals, so big that Caleb wishes they were us. Those are, you know, a couple of pretty lofty things there, Brian. So, how do our development directors help glorify God, spread the gospel, and inspire others to live passionately for Jesus Christ? So we have to start with the dream, those audacious goals, and then put a goal to them. It means that we have to be leaders in the community. I got this out of a John Maxwell book. If you've read John Maxwell, you know he probably didn't say this. He stole it from somebody else, but I'm not sure where it actually came from. But he said, we have to grow on purpose. We have to make a choice to grow. And I think that's kind of what we're doing here today, is we're making a choice to grow, not individually, but as a company, as a positive alternative radio station. Quality is job one. Quality, I looked up in Webster. I'm kind of like Adam. I kind of have to understand what the word is before I can actually do something about it. Webster defines it as a peculiar and essential character, a unique and vital character, social status, a degree of excellence. And when I saw, and Jerry is brilliant, the PAR excellence, I thought, well, is that PAR excellence, positive alternative radio excellence, or is it par excellence? So good catch there. And that basically means we're the best of the kind, and that's what we want to be. We want to be so good that Caleb wishes they were us. All right, so our mission again: glorify God, spread the gospel, inspire people to live passionately for Jesus Christ. That's my job when I meet a potential donor and walk into a business, whether it's a cold call, as you've alluded to several times, or if it's somebody that has been a supporter of the station for 15, 16 years. That's what I want to present. My ultimate goal is not necessarily that I leave that business with a check or a donation. My goal as an employee of Positive Alternative Radio, and these are things that I'm going to be talking to your development directors about too, my ultimate goal as a PAR employee should be that when I walk into their business, that they see someone that loves God, that they see someone who is sharing the gospel, and that they that I'm going to tell them a story about how WCQR has impacted a life, or how we have inspired listeners to live passionately for Jesus Christ. And that's just motivation on our parts. A lot of times when I go in to do that, I don't get to tell the story. They tell me a story of what has happened. Somebody's come in, they've said something to them, or they've been impacted through something that we've done on the air. In our presentations, in our proposals, we need to share those stories. The mom who found Hope through a song after her husband walked out. You mentioned about the suicide attempt. We have so much responsibility, I guess. We have so much responsibility with what we do on the air, whether it's through a song, or whether it's through a talk over, or whether it's through a break itself. We have somebody held that life in their hands. And, that's pretty awesome. That's another great reason to work here. Whether it's through Project Thanksgiving, we've fed thousands. I won't even ask Mrs. Baker how much she had to write that check for. But it's a great opportunity for us to serve and hopefully make a difference. All right. Frankie had mentioned something about whether we have 45,000 listeners in morning drive. If nobody comes through that business door, what good are those 45,000 listeners? If that's all they buy is numbers, that we have 45,000 people that are listening at any time and we're going to get you results, it's kind of defeating our purpose. We will have people that walk through the door. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be for a couple of weeks. But if they can buy into our mission statement that we are on the air and they are going to support a radio ministry that glorifies God, spreads the gospel, and that inspires people to live passionately for God, then they're not, if they buy into that, they don't care if they sell anything from their store or not. If we're making a difference in the community, that's got to be our ultimate goal. I'm sure people have told you stories at concerts and things like that. Imagine a listener walking into a business and telling that business owner what difference was made from one of our radio stations. That's powerful. That's when they could really care less. They know why we're doing what we're doing and we're making an impact, and they want to donate to the station instead of buy an advertising plan or an underwriting schedule. When we go in as development directors to see these businesses, we share stories with them or they share them with us. And you know how powerful those stories can be. Basically, what we are on the front line is a daily share-a-thon. Every time, I mean, we're talking to them every day and they are writing us a check just like it is every spring and fall share-a-thon. Every day, your development director should be going out and they should be getting those donations. They have to know those stories. And one of the things we would like to do, not only through our underwriters, but through our programming and our office managers and things like that, is collect those stories, because those are powerful for us to go out and either present to our clients, put in our proposals, put in our plans. Those are things that really help us share the mission of the radio station. Those makes our stories a little bit better. And when we get those stories, one of the things we're going to try to do, and you can try to do it as well, when you run into stories like that, whether it's on the air, if you record it, if we're out and we get a story, if we can pop out our iPhone and record that message, that we can share either through an email blast to just our donors, to our business donors. If we have audio clips that we can share, just something that will kind of show our mission. As far as underwriting is concerned, one of the things that we'll try to do when we go into a business, I don't really like the term cold call, because those are the hardest things and we are limited on time of what we can spend. I know some of the underwriters have jobs that are on the air. They're doing other things with the station, so their time is limited. One of the things I've done is those clients or those donors who are sold out on the mission of the radio station, I will ask them for 2 or 3, 5, 10 names of people they know in their their peers, if I can get a quick clip from them on why they support WCQR or Positive Alternative Radio, and then I can go to their friends and say, hey, this is what your friend, you know, Brian said about our station, and then be able to introduce them to what we do. Ratings, reach, storytelling is great for programming, and I love the fact that we're going to be able to get that in order for us to know if we are on the right track or not. But we need to have those stories in order to go out and tell our story as we go out. It's a share-a-thon every day when we're on the front lines. That's how we'll know we're, number one, fulfilling the mission in the community. And that is how we'll know that we are better than Caleb, because they do not have that opportunity necessarily to impact their community. They don't have street teams. They may have one regional director that's out, but they don't have someone in our market on the ground at all times. Caleb is good, but we can't really live in fear of that. We've got to be able to have par excellence or par excellence and be the best of our kind. Does that mean that people should not listen to Caleb? I don't know. They're doing the same thing we have. They've got the same songs we have. So it's kind of our responsibility. Their mission statement is to create compelling media that inspires and encourages you to have a meaningful relationship with Christ. Says we use music, people, short educational features to build relationships with you through the media channels. The currency from these relationships is building trust, and through that trust, we help souls respond to a God who loves you, gave himself for you, and wants to be the center of your life. So our desire is to work together with you to demonstrate Christ's love through service in your local community. It's not a bad mission statement. It's kind of what we're doing. It's kind of what we want to do. Can we do it better? Well, our advantage is that we have local leaders in our communities doing that, whether it's through our development directors who become leaders in the community, who deal with our businesses every day, that can be there when you need them. Heard an interesting story one time. One of my donors asked, there was a catastrophe in our area, and one of our donors wanted to do something, and they weren't sure what they were going to do, but then they said, well, let's wait and see what WCQR is going to do. That's pretty powerful when you think about a catastrophe and business owners and listeners looking to you to be the leader in that community to go out and do something, whether it's raising funds for something, building houses, whether it's doing Thanksgiving meals, whether it's helping rebuild a house, help a family that's, been burned out. When you can have that kind of relationship in your community and people are looking to you to be the leader, that's not going to happen on Caleb, I don't think, will it? Be kind of neat next 4 years that Caleb would be asking, how can we be better than Positive Alternative Radio? That needs to be our goal. So how can and how do our development directors make Caleb wish they were us? Again, back to Maxwell, we need to grow on purpose. We have to make a choice to grow and be leaders in our community. So some of the things that I would like for our development directors to do is become more leaders and be able to attend a few more leadership conferences and things like that. We've got a ministry in Johnson City called Summit Leadership Foundation, and it's basically a ministry to ministries and other nonprofit organizations. And Dave McCauley's vision is to grow leaders and connect them to the right people with the right resources to make an impact for Christ through a network of Christian leaders purposefully connected. And Summit recently, well, probably 7-8 years ago, when Dave got this vision, I know Mike and I talked about it, and we just thought, man, how in the world are you going to get this off the ground? You're wasting your time. You're not going to be able to pull churches together. You're not going to be able to pull Christian leaders together. But Dave has done a remarkable job in the Tri-Cities. And this warehouse that he has now is huge to help grow leaders in the community and make an impact for Christ. It was a former lighting showroom, and he's been able to convert that into a cafe area for morning coffee gatherings and lunchtime meetings. There's several conference rooms. There's a pastoral study area, a larger area for conferences. We did a worship leader seminar with Paul Balash there, and we invited some local worship pastors to come by. One of their comments when they left was, "But you didn't ask us for any money. You know, we were waiting for you." We gave them personal time with Paul and then a concert and dismissed. And there were several worship pastors there said, "Why didn't you ask for money?" Just because we wanted to have something to give our community to grow WCQR and to be able to impact our listeners, to inspire and to live passionately for Christ. Dave leads a monthly leadership training session. He introduces new books and new ideas. I go there for coffee just about every morning, just because it's kind of a place that Christian leaders and local businesses are gathering. They have time, they can, you know, check their email. It's a kind of a safe place. It's kind of outside of their workplace. And Dave has gone through the John Maxwell training session. We've had him help us as a staff to do some leadership training and make our staff a little bit better in our community. Dave allows me to grow on purpose, and I kind of choose to grow in that area. So he plays a pretty vital area for us. But he also is a partner with the radio station in the fact that he helps us with our community focus. And Dave is connected with, like I say, nonprofit organizations and other ministries that are doing some pretty fascinating things in the Tri-Cities. So we kind of teamed up with him, and we get the benefit of leadership. He gets the benefit of being able to introduce us to new ministries and new partners. And those are great things that he can offer for us. Leadership is where it's going to happen. And if we can get our development leaders to take that leadership opportunity, that's where it's all going to begin. It's more than just accountability. It's responsibility in building trust in our community. As we go through 2013, some of the things that we'll be doing, we'll be talking to your underwriting directors. We're going to be setting some goals. We're going to be talking about some new accounts, some renewing of annual accounts, being able to get annual contracts, service calls. We'll be doing deposit. See, here again, I never knew this until last week, and Brian was working with me with end of the year stuff, and I always look at my sales and where I'm at, and Brian was looking at deposits and where that's at, and I always kept up with my collections, but I never thought about looking at the deposits that are going in and being able to set goals there. So that's something that's going to be new for me, but it's something that we'll talk about as well. We're going to set up and share our results weekly on a conference call, whether it's a conference call. Probably we'll be talking to your underwriters one-on-one as well, but I'll have a little bit of time to work with that. We'll be sharing ideas on what is effective and what isn't. We'll share some stories that we've heard from businesses, start documenting those. If questions come up during our conference call, I know we've had Barry on before when we've had to talk about what's legal and what isn't legal and underwriting, and it's always been a great help. And just explain to our underwriters why it's important to have underwriting on the station, and looking at some figures, our 25% of our budget basically comes from underwriting. Talked to Wally about K-Love coming into the area. Their underwriting was about 15%, and they had to go to 25%. Luckily, a lot of their underwriters didn't leave them, and he said, "I thank God for that." But I don't know if I'll come through and ask the underwriters for a 10% increase, but who knows?
You put it out there.
It's a big, hairy, audacious goal. So, and we'll be talking about what the bottom line is for underwriting, how much is too much, how much is not enough, how many units we have that we can work with. Do we start looking for ways to pull back on underwriting, or do we look at adding more underwriting, additional revenues, rate increases, sponsorships, partnerships, working the website, working this app, other ways that we can have funding that's not just on the air, but the website and things like that. So, and also how we'll handle some trade and some added value spots. So those are some of the things that we'll be looking at. Hopefully we can make a difference. We're certainly going to try, and I haven't met your underwriters, but very briefly, so hopefully I'll be able to meet them face-to-face and kind of get some insights from them as well. So it's a work in progress, 3.5 years, that's awesome. Just a very short story, and I know we need a break, but just a very short story. Dave Ramsey was part of the Promise Keepers event. And in the summer of 96, he challenged everybody to get out of debt by 2000. He said everything but your mortgage, if you can. Setting a time limit, he said, who in the audience will take that challenge to get out of debt? Credit card debt is, everything that you have, school debt. Stand up. I stood up. And I came back and I thought, man, in 3.5 years, how can I get rid of all of this debt? If you break it down, it's kind of like eating an elephant. Break it down in little small pieces. In 3.5 years, I saw my debt literally disappear, including my mortgage, so that we were able to basically start with a clean slate when we came to WCQR, which was a blessing, and I know God had that planned out that way, so it was pretty awesome. 3.5 years, it's a short time, but it's a time that we can be so good that K-Love wishes they were us, and underwriting is going to be a big part of that, and I thank you all very much.
All right.